This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a great pair of pants feels harder than it should. Some look sharp but feel stiff. Others are comfortable but wrinkle, stain, or lose their shape by noon. And if you're working, traveling, or constantly on the move, most pants just cannot keep up. That's where Jack Archer comes in.
JackArcher.com delivers one pair of pants designed for real life. Whether it's golf with the guys or date night with someone special, these pants will keep you comfortable and looking polished wherever the day takes you.
That's right, Mark. The Jack Archer Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built to hold its shape all day. With customizable fit options and multiple colors, these are the one pair of pants you'll want to wear every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at JackArcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at JackArcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Punch, do your job. Hardo's in here this morning. Everybody made it in except for Twitch Mitch and Real Life Tom. And we can debate whether they have valid excuses or not at some point. But we're all here. And New England Patriots on the way to the Super Bowl. You can talk about that all day long on Boston Sports Original, WEEI. We are going to get to They Said It in about 15 minutes or so, 7:20 for They Said It. And then we will talk with Boomer Esiason at 8 on a Patriots Monday. The Patriots stayed in Denver probably because they could not land anywhere near here. And so tomorrow morning, this show will be at Gillette Stadium. And we will be with the head coach of the New England Patriots, Mike Vrabel, tomorrow morning. This is Randy from Providence, Rhode Island. Hey, Randy.
Hey, good morning. How's it going?
What's up?
Happy Victory Monday.
Yes, sir.
Look, Seattle, they can print whatever they want about the NFC Championship being the real Super Bowl. I think Seattle is the exact matchup we wanted, right? Sam Darnold had serious issues against the Patriots early in his career. I don't think he wants to see the Patriots. He does not strike me as the type of guy who is like mentally strong enough to go out slaying his demons. I think he crumbles before them. I think these Patriots, Sam Darnold can be broken. These Patriots have broken several quarterbacks on their way through the playoffs. This is the exact matchup we wanted.
Yeah, I mean, they got a great running back, mm-hmm. and that doesn't have much to do with Sam Darnold.
No, Jackson
goes.
Smith and Jigba is really good. Yeah, yeah. Kenneth Walker
third. JSN, mm-hmm. Cooper Kupp, like they are they're a good football team.
They are,
but so are you.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. This is Eli from Charlotte. Eli, good morning.
Hey, morning. I'm actually in Huntersville, same town as May's family. But, I got to give Chimes his props, man. Like, I was a Mac Jones fan, and I would have liked to see them build around him more with weapons. But you got to give May his props. He hasn't had a tremendous playoffs. But, I mean, overall, the kid's a real deal. But, I mean, you got to give such props to Vrabel because, good Lord, like the job that he has done with this coaching staff and with, you know, bringing in the players that he's brought in. I honestly thought when Brady left, it was going to take us like 10, 15 years to get back to the Super Bowl. So to get back there in, I don't know, what is 5 or 6 years, like win or lose, man, you just got to be, as a Pats fan, you just got to be ecstatic that they're back in the game.
It's incredible. It really is incredible. And Curtis, with a great lead this morning on that turnaround on Mike Vrabel. And if you missed that because you were out shoveling, you can go back and listen to it on the Odyssey app. But we got a couple leads left, including this one from Wiggy. Hello, Wiggy.
All right. Hello. Good morning. Congratulations to our beloved New England Patriots. So for everybody who said the NFC Championship was the Super Bowl, you know what? I absolutely love that because I don't know what the game they'll be playing in 2 weeks, but I know this. Sam Darnold played his best game all playoff long and probably the last couple of weeks of the season. So I am happy that he got his Super Bowl in the NFC Championship, because now I expect to get the Sam Darnold that I've seen all season long, which is the guy who threw 25 touchdowns and 14 interceptions.
Did you just say that he has played his best games throughout the playoffs?
No. His best game was the Super Bowl that he played.
You said and prior to that.
No. Yeah, I said prior to that, he'll go back to what he's been playing like.
Okay.
If you look at him prior to that, and towards the end of the season, it'll be the Sam Darnold that we have seen pretty much all season long. So
he was not seeing any ghosts yesterday.
So. No, that's why I said I'm glad that he had his best game in the Super Bowl yesterday. In 2 weeks when we see him, what Sam Darnold are we going to get? And there's probably a good chance that we're going to get the Sam Darnold that we've seen all season long. A guy that, hey, he'll give you an opportunity to get your hands on some footballs. He'll throw some interceptions. He's not a guy that generally is going to go out there and throw for 300 yards and 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions. So that was the biggest thing that I took away when everybody was saying, well, that was the Super Bowl, because, you know, that means the clock has struck midnight and Cinderella will come back down to earth. He's been playing good for the season, but he's not somebody that I can see duplicating that. And if he does duplicate that, I would say, wow, I did not see that coming.
So you would have preferred that you end up playing the Seahawks as opposed to the Rams in this?
Yeah, because
the Seahawks defense has made me nervous for quite some time.
Yeah, I'm with Wiggy. I think McVay, he had a rough game. Sean was right yesterday, but McVay is a great offensive mind. Right. I do not fear McDonald in the Seahawks.
And who's more likely to perform the way that they performed in 2 weeks? Sam Darnold or Matthew Stafford, who also had a really good game?
Probably the latter.
Right. Yeah. So that's kind of the direction that I'm going in when you look at the matchup that is in front of you right now.
Okay, Wiggy, thank you.
You got it.
When Super Bowl 60 kicks off in a week at 6:30 p.m., across the field from our head coach will be Seahawks head coach Mike McDonald. And he was interviewed over the weekend, said something interesting about family time. I'm surprised by the reaction of some when it comes to the way he described during the season how much time he gets to spend with his child.
I actually think I'm here less, which is, I wish some of our coaches took that as well. But, on Thursdays, I don't get to see Jack throughout the week as much. So Thursdays I try to get, which is today, I try to get home pretty quick to be with him for maybe a half hour, hour before he goes to bed. And then I got a setup at my house where I can go, and then I work on the game plan. But it's able to spend some more time at home and be with Jack. And also it kind of lets you kind of get away from everything and kind of see things from a different perspective. And it keeps you fresh, so it's been helpful.
So some were losing their mind over this. And I don't know if it's a generational thing or whatever, but I saw people commenting social media wise and saying this guy only spends a half an hour with his son a week and how awful that is. There are, just from my perspective, there are occupations that you choose where you end up, it's not a 9-to-5 job, and it's something that I'm sure that his wife knew what he wanted to do when the two of them got married and when they started a family. And It was surprising to me that people were, I don't know how you feel about
it. I look at it like this. He'll spend plenty of time with his kid the majority of February, March, April, May, June, and July. And then, then it ramps back up again in August, which normal people that might be doctors or something, or, that have jobs that are very time consuming, don't get three, four, 5 months off.
And I think I saw a lot of people with the narrative of like bad dad. That does not mean he's a bad dad. That means he works his ass off for a team. And like you said, he's providing for a wife, children. And like to me, this is a non starter when it comes to a story. Like people are trying to make this into something that it's not. Also, like, look at Mike Vrabel after the game. There were videos of him hugging his boys and his wife after. Mm-hmm. He's in the same position. Yes, his boys are grown up now. But he was a player and then he was a coach while they've been growing up. They've dealt with it their whole life.
But normal
Curtis, weigh in on this. I see the furrowed brow over there.
Just so, I mean, are we really defending this? Like, he'll see them in February. Okay, that's great. That's an awesome way to parent. You really think for 23 hours and 30 minutes a day he's doing football? No. And he has 30 minutes for his son?
No.
Nothing he does on the football field will matter for 2 seconds if he doesn't raise his son and isn't a presence for his son.
But he's a presence. He's definitely a presence. Look at normal people. We're the great movie Young Frankenstein. We are the Abby Normal. But normal people, if they work a 9-to-5, they get home at 5:30, 6 o'clock, that's if they don't sit in traffic. How much time do you really get with your kid anyways?
But it's not even a 9-to-5. Like, think about CEOs or people that are traveling all the time.
I'm just kind of putting it in perspective the blue-collar 9-to-5 workers that I grew up around.
Yeah, but think about what time he probably gets home, what time his kid probably goes to bed. Like, there are other factors that play into it. It's not that he's doing football 23 hours of the day. It's that the hours that he is working are the same hours that maybe his son is home.
But that's the case with most people. That's why I use the 9-to-5. Forget about the CEO, because people might not be able to relate to the CEO, the doctor.
So then my parents worked their ass off my entire life growing up. I had babysitters. I had people home when I got home from school. They were home for dinner. Sometimes they weren't.
There was that weird other couple that was always over the house.
Never. But I have the two best parents in the entire world. They didn't miss a freaking thing. But they worked their ass off.
But that's the majority of people.
And I can't imagine being a head football coach and having to do the same thing.
Yeah, to me, when my dad had to have dinner parties or had meetings, I'd go. I'd go to dinner with my dad. I'd go to, he'd have a meeting at the house. He'd have his colleagues come over. The people work for him do this. To me, it's fine. Obviously, I don't know anything about the guy. I've never heard of him before this season. But to say that you only have 30 minutes when literally it's never been easier to do your job anywhere. You can get all that stuff on a tablet. You can be around your kid. And to say that this is how the world is and that you don't understand how the world works, I just think that really nothing else matters.
I think he's capping a little bit. I think he spends more time with his kid. I don't know how old this kid is, but I would think, like I said, in the world of normal people who have, kids, let's call it an elementary school, a middle school, they get to see them maybe when they go to their practice after work or they go to a game. He probably does that on the weekend like normal people. He maybe sees them at a recital or dance class for an hour here, and then they take them home, they get ready for bed. But that's the sacrifice that you have to make for your kid to have a lifestyle that maybe you weren't fortunate to have.
Also, can I just say, like, Spooky's dad saying that it must be nice to coming from a family of entitlement? I just said my parents worked their ass off. Like, they were at work all day.
Yeah.
That's not entitlement. That's working to make money.
Yeah. It's interesting. The diverging points of view on it were interesting to me. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant, designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Just got a new puppy or kitten. Congrats. But also, yikes. Between crates, beds, toys, treats, and those first few vet visits, you've probably already dropped a small fortune, which is where Lemonade Pet Insurance comes in. It helps cover vet costs so you can focus on what's best for your new pet. The coverage is customizable, sign up is quick and easy, and your claims are handled in as little as 3 seconds. Pro tip, Lemonade offers a package specifically for puppies and kittens. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet. Your future self will thank you. Your pet won't. They don't know what insurance is.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Patriots will be getting the Seahawks in the Super Bowl, Keith. The symmetry again.
How about that?
So January, February of 2015 with snow everywhere and shoveling out and going back to that Malcolm Butler game. That will be fun to relive over the course of the next couple of weeks. But I was very impressed with the Seahawks. I've spent most of this year trashing them and Sam Darnold specifically. And
He was pretty good.
I mean, he was really good yesterday against what I think is a pretty good Rams defense. Seahawks have a great defense. I think the Rams is a good enough defense. They had victimized them all year. He threw six picks in two games against them, four in the first, two in the second. And I thought even in their comeback win in the second game, he didn't do much in that game. He had like a couple of throws on that final drive. It was mostly handoff. Shaheed had a bunch of big plays in that game. I didn't think he did much. From the first deep bomb to Shaheed to lighting it up to JSN all game long, big throw after big throw after big throw. I think the Patriots will have the check mark at quarterback in the Super Bowl, but I don't know. Darnold, on some level, shut me up yesterday. He was really good.
I was going to say, and it seems like actually it's the bad quarterbacks that the Patriots face in the Super Bowl that they would lose to. I mean, Nick Foles and Eli Manning are way worse than Kurt Warner and McNabb and Russell Wilson's and Matt Ryan. So you're like, it doesn't always really come down to that. And yeah, I got to give him credit. I mean, we've been kind of clowning on Darnold all year, never really believing in him, whether it was tiering the teams or tiering the quarterbacks. We're never a big Sam Darnold guy, and now he's in the Super Bowl. So, like, you got to give him credit. I also think they have the best wide receiver in football.
Yeah, I mean,
he's insane.
The two were on display yesterday.
Puka Nacua was awesome, and
Nacua was unreal. Yeah. He was in. That was the right call, by the way, at the end of regulation. He was inbounds.
Yeah, and when it happened live, I thought he may have gotten out.
Live, I thought he got out of bounds.
I was like, can we at least get a Hail Mary? I wanted to see a Hail Mary.
Then I watched the replay, and I'm like, that's annoying because I also wanted to see a Hail Mary, and I picked the Rams, and I wanted the Rams to win. But I thought that was the right call on the field.
Going into the year, I would have said Justin Jefferson, Ja'Marr Chase. Those guys are both still great. Jefferson has no quarterback, so that hurts him. But then this year, Puka Nacua is probably going to be Offensive Player of the Year. And then Jaxon Smith-Njigba, though, there's like a small handful of guys, like when they catch the ball, they like explode. And it's like, oh, there's somebody kind of near him. And then it's like, no, he just takes off for like 5-10 extra yards. He catches everything. And it was a huge part of the game. 10 catches on 12 targets, 153 and a touchdown. So in 2 weeks, he will be an absolute handful.
What do you do? We got a text early in the show. I mean, the Pats play a lot of zone. Yeah, they don't have Gonzo trail guys around. Like, what do you do?
I would like to see Gonzo just as like a best on best. Like, let's see what that is.
You have 2 weeks to I know it's not what they've done to this point, but you have 2 weeks to change what you do or tweak what you do is probably the better way to say it. And
if it's not Gonzo, I would like double or triple team him every time.
If I had to guess, that's what they're going to do.
And that could work too. Let, you know, the corpse of Cooper Kupp and, you know, AJ Barner and those guys get it done. And also, their defense is really good. It's one of the reasons why they were the top seed in the NFC. And it's crazy that the Patriots are going to face all these great defenses, like just one after the next. But you know, on the one hand, it gives me confidence that they've been able to beat them. But then on the other hand, you're like, well, they didn't really do anything against the good defense yesterday. Now, obviously, the conditions will be way better. I would think Drake May is going to be a little bit more comfortable. It's not going to be 20 degrees and, you know, snowing the whole time. But he's going to have to be a lot better because this Seattle team, even though they're known for their defense, they've scored 72 points in their two playoff games.
Yeah, that to me is what's a little scary. Yeah. I've been waiting for Sam Darnold to turn back into Sam Darnold, and he's
lighting
not.
It up.
So to your point, the Patriots, I did quick math here, always dangerous.
Yep.
16, 21, 10, that's what they've scored. And even 10 is probably being...
I know, that was a gift.
A little, you know, favorable to the offense since they had to go 12 yards. But I'll give it to them. They have 47 points in three games. That's under 16 a game. The Seahawks are typically difficult to run on. Yesterday, the Rams did average 5 a pop.
Most of that was
Corum. Kyron Williams had 10 carries for 39 yards. Corum had 9 for 55. Stafford mixed in a couple of runs.
Yeah, ever, yeah. ever. But yeah.
So they're
real wild fumble before the half, too.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. So they're really difficult to run on, and I imagine that'll be something the Patriots are going to have to figure out here. Speaking of that, Ryan is in Sudbury. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call. Just had a question about Travion Henderson's usage, especially at the end of the game with the weather conditions and why you think his so many limited touches in that game.
I had no problem with it
yesterday.
It's
got to be a trust thing at this point. I mean, Henderson is really kind of scaled down the last several weeks. Stevenson way up. Vrabel trusts him to hold on to the ball. He's just been way more productive recently.
And it's twofold, too, right? I mean, Henderson have the blitz pickup on the Henry touchdown against the Chargers? He did, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thumbs up. But he has been, I think they trust Stevenson more in the passing game, which is blitz pickup and, you know, making plays out of the backfield. So I think that's twofold for Stevenson. Phil Perry last week, I think it was like a Q&A, like a mailbag type of thing.
Yeah.
Somebody asked him, and I hadn't thought about this. If you're not really going to use Henderson on offense, and I don't know what his snaps were, I can get them for you here in a minute, but they felt very limited yesterday, and the touches certainly were. If you're not really going to use him on offense...
Kick return?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Should they do... Because they're not getting anything out of their kick return.
No.
And he looked electric doing that
in
the preseason.
They had one yesterday, right, though, that got him to the plus 30?
Dearness Johnson had one decently long one.
Yeah, nothing special.
So Henderson yesterday played 4 snaps on offense. That's even lower than I thought. 4 snaps?
Yeah.
So if that's what he's going to play, have him return some kicks is what I would say.
Oh, speaking of returning kicks, were you surprised that they were basically just blasting the ball through the end zone? Like they
Pats
were. They had one return, I think Denver had.
Were they afraid of Mims? Is Mims back there on kicks and punts or just punts?
I think he's just back there on punts. Tyler Batty had the one kick return. He only got it 20 yards. But that's something that you normally see them kick it down to, like, you know, in that return zone, and then they try to stop him. And as long as you get him inside the 35, you feel like it's a win. I didn't know if that was a, hey, it's Jarrett Stidham. We want to just give him the ball to 35
Probably.
And we don't want to return.
Probably. That makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
I was surprised.
Mims does both.
Mims does do both.
He does?
Okay.
Yeah, he had 25 returns for 658 yards this year.
Okay.
So, look, that's where I would like to see Henderson now. Right now, I don't know why you'd take Stevenson off the field. I mean, other than to give him a break here and there because he's not going to play every single snap, I don't see why you'd take him off the field. I think if Henderson's going to have a role, it'd be special teams, honestly. Let's go to Nick in Weymouth. Hello, Nick.
Hey, congratulations to the Patriots. Their defense, our coach was trying to run offense.
Yeah.
Peyton was a good.
Nick, where are you calling from? The toilet? Where are you calling
from? Get in the same room as your phone. What is this?
It says here he messed up the game, Keith, just like he did with Buffalo.
Sean Payton.
I agree. Sean Payton messed that game up yesterday.
Listen, I've never really liked Sean Payton. I've never been a huge fan. You know, there was a stretch there you had missed the playoffs for multiple years in a row. And
I think
like,
we tried to tell you. I think we tried to tell you. They won last week against Buffalo, but his previous playoff win, I think, was COVID in 2020.
Yeah, I think you're right.
He hasn't won, gone on like a run since 2009 when they won the Super Bowl, which was great. That was a long time ago. I guess on some level, I respect the resume, but I think he's an overrated coach. I'm with you on that, Keith. And I think yesterday, I think that decision to go for it on fourth down turned the tides, and that's where the game got away from the Broncos. And if you want to say he lost them the game, I don't think that's too strong.
Yeah, no, I think he definitely did. I mean, who knows what this game looks like if they just kick that field goal. If it's 10-0 Broncos, like where do the Patriots go? It was seemingly impossible for them to move the ball. Plus, you had to get pretty close to even kick a field goal, as evidenced by both teams missing longer field goals. So, Yeah, that one comes down to Peyton. I know he's going to – we already played the cut of him kind of talking around it and saying, oh, they needed to score more points and whatever else. Like, no, you didn't. Very clearly, you did not.
You had them.
Because the defense for Denver was locked in even before the weather turned, right? Like, they had 12 yards, the Patriots did, on their first three possessions. And you're like, wow, going up 10-0 would have felt like 20-0.
Yeah.
But decided not to.
And especially with your backup at home.
Oh, AFC, 100%.
You can be up 10, spotted 10 points with your backup at home in the AFC title game. And he chose not to do that. I'm with you. I thought that was a massive mistake. Patriots are, and again, the line opened at 3.5. They are currently 4.5 point underdogs. And the juice is on Seattle, Keith. It's -115.
Okay.
-4.5. Yeah. Early on in the week. So money's come in
Makes
on Seattle
sense.
To move the line.
I think before the game even started, we said if the Patriots win, they'd probably be underdogs to both teams. The initial line, they were actually underdogs to the Broncos if Bo Nix played. They were underdogs against the Bills when they played them. So I don't think it's a surprise. I also don't think it's a slap in the face. Seattle's been really good this year.
I don't think it's a slap in the face. I think the line now is moving a little high. Like, if I was going to bet it right now, I'd bet the Patriots at 4.5, +4.5.
Yeah.
But I think 3.5 was probably about right for an opening line.
Mm-hmm.
What sort of chances are you giving the Pats in this game?
Oh, good chances. Yeah, their defense has been awesome. And so they're going to have an absolute challenge against Seattle's defense. But even Seattle's defense was giving up some points and some passing touchdowns. And I think Drake May, maybe with the conditions, right? These last two games has been pretty cold. You know, you've had some wind and whatever else, and you eliminate that, and maybe he bounces back a little bit, and maybe he has a much better performance. 2 weeks to prepare for the Seattle defense. He's gotten used to going up against really good pass rush, really teams with really good corners, teams with like good linebackers, the whole thing. So like this three-game run has been, even though if you might not love the results as far as like he's not lighting up the scoreboard, it's still three great challenges to get ready for this one. So I think their offense could be a lot better. And it's hard to bet against this Patriots defense right now. You know, I think they could do a great job at limiting them. Like, they're going to need to – the Patriots offense is going to have to score more points than really the last 3 weeks,
yeah,
right? Like,
you
it's
gotta,
one of those. But I do think it's possible, yeah.
You got to get in the 20s. They got the 21 against Houston. You got to at least be in the 20s, probably mid-20s, maybe even high 20s, the way that Seattle and that offense is rolling. Now, look. They're going against probably the best defense they've faced in the postseason.
That's a good point. That's
so, it. You know, maybe that'll limit it a bit.
But, I mean, this is a team where it's like, all right, they have the best receiver, I think, in football. The rest of the group, you know, Shaheed's a big play guy. Barner's fine. But Kenneth Walker, their own running back, because Zach Charbonnet is out for the season. Walker's fine. Like, he's like average running back, I would say.
I thought he looked really good yesterday, and then you look at his numbers, they weren't crazy.
He had a big game against the Niners.
A lot of it came in the passing game,
yeah.
You know, but I thought just watching him, he looked good, but his numbers were more underwhelming than
but
I
like, realized. I don't know if he's any better or worse than RJ Harvey.
Oh, yeah.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, he's not like, oh my God, watch out for
it's
this
not
guy.
McCaffrey no. or Bijan or somebody
and
like that.
And Seattle's offensive line is, however you feel about it, it's not as good as Denver's offensive line.
Nope.
Right? If they're the best in football, they can't also be the best in football. So they just played the best front that they'd go up against. So, no, I think they definitely have a good chance.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As a man, finding a truly great pair of pants can feel impossible. Some wrinkle the moment you sit down. Others look fine but don't travel well, don't move well, or completely lose their shape throughout the day. When you're flying, commuting, or packing light, most pants just aren't built for real life.
That's why there's Jack Archer. JackArcher.com makes the Jet Setter Tech Pant designed to be the one pair of pants you actually need. Comfortable enough for travel, polished enough for work, and versatile enough for wherever the day takes you. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. With flexible stretch, customizable fit options, and thousands of five-star reviews, these are the pants you'll reach for every day.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order using code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
If you're an experienced pet owner, you already know that having a pet is 25% belly rubs, 25% yelling, drop it, and 50% groaning at the bill from every pet visit, which is why Lemonade Pet Insurance is tailor-made for your pet and can save you up to 90% on vet bills. It can help cover checkups, emergencies, diagnostics, basically all the stuff that makes your bank account get nervous. Claims are filed super easily through the Lemonade app and half get settled instantly. Get a quote at lemonade.com/pet and they'll help cover the vet bill for whatever your pet swallowed after you yelled, drop it.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two king or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two king or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Patriots cornerback Christian Gonzalez, who had the sort of game-sealing interception, talking about the Patriots defense, taking the disrespect torch from Milton Williams, who's really hit that. But honestly, all of them. Fitzy, 2 weeks ago, Patriots Monday, we were talking to Marcus Jones, and he said that line about, we're not trying to prove anybody wrong. We're trying to just prove ourselves right. We know we are a good defense. We're just going to keep proving that we are a good defense. And Fitzy, we got some Dan Ball SID stats in the rundown, if you'd like them. These are the teams in the Super Bowl era over a three-game span in a single postseason with less than 26 points or 26 points allowed, less than or equal to 55 opponent passer rating, less than or equal to 650 opposing total yards, more than 8 takeaways, more than 12 sacks. 2025 Patriots is one of two teams on the list. You want to guess who the other team is that has all those numbers in one postseason?
2000 Ravens.
No, think better. You're on the right track trying to align it with one of those
85 Bears.
Yes, it's the 85 Bears and the 2025 Patriots together with three games in the postseason with such dominating numbers. And you wonder why people think that the Patriots defense isn't getting the respect it deserves. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phone lines. John in New Hampshire's up next here on a Patriots Monday. What's up, John?
Hey, Andy, if you recall a few months back, you asked Drake May if he wanted to win, to which I think he answered, yeah.
Yeah.
Fast forward to today. Did he actually prove your question? Or did he actually answer your question? Excuse me.
Oh, absolutely. And thanks for the call, John. I think he has proven so many times and ways that he really does just want to win. Like, I think he feels like he played a good game yesterday because he did what he needed to do to win. He ran it out there. He ran for the touchdown. He made a couple plays with his legs, didn't make mistakes. Like, I think that's what – that was actually the perfect example because I think he has said somewhere along the line, Fitzy, on one of our Patriots Monday chats, like, I don't need to throw for 400 yards and four touchdowns. As long as we win, I'm happy. And yesterday was the example of that. 10-7, he threw for 86 yards. 10-7, and he threw for 86 yards, and he was ecstatic. He was ecstatic. Like, he was screaming like a little girl on the sidelines there. But then the best, my favorite part of that video that we played earlier of him mic'd up for the boot on the final play isn't the grunting, which, yeah, sounds interesting. It's he's jumping around. He makes, like, one first down symbol, and then he realizes, oh, the game's not over. I should probably be the quarterback again and jog back to the huddle and compose myself. And you can almost see him, like, boom. Get back into character of I got to be the cool, calm, collected leader of the New England Patriots. Yeah. See, after he finished the run, finished the run, Fitzy. It's important you put that phrase with it.
Yeah, finished the
play, Ronnie.
After he pulled out the first down. Nope.
The old naked boot.
Well, he was naked when he was booting.
Jeez, Louise. I actually kind of liked, I liked him sort of like dipping out of character. I liked a little peek inside competitive Drake. Like the fact that like that's how he would respond after he either buries a dagger in the corner, because I know he likes to play basketball, or like jams on somebody. Like that's killer Drake. That's that savage instinct he has. There's the real competitor. And he, so it tells me that he does a good job of turning it off and turning it on, or letting it out, letting it loose when it need be shown or displayed. And I might kind of want to see a little more, but then again, hard to argue with the results, Andy, because look where they are.
Oh, you know, I'm sorry. You don't like playoff wins. You don't like three straight playoff wins against three top five defenses, Fitzy. You want a little bit more of the maniac to come out. Well, the maniac may need to come out in a couple weeks in Santa Clara, because he may need to score some points and he may face different challenges, and we'll see what he has. But I do think that's another example of he is under control in a, it's almost uncomfortably impressive, if that's a phrase. Like, he's so young, so talented, so cocky, and I know it's in there, that killer cockiness is in there. You're not supposed to be able to control it and manage it the way he clearly controls it and manages it at the age of 23. At 33, yeah, you're supposed to have learned that by those 10 years in the NFL. And at 23, it really is part of the overall remarkable makeup that he brings.
How would you like to hear about, I know we're still discussing the improbable nature of their turnaround season, their march to the championship, and the fact that they're back in their 12th Super Bowl as a franchise. How'd you like to hear this? Andy, I noticed this on the commercial break. According to Ben Fox 22 on the socials, the first reported seven-figure wager for Super Bowl 60 has come in.
That's a lot. That's a lot of figures.
It is a $1.1 million bet. It's a money line bet, and it is on
the New England Patriots. Yeah, that's ballsy. I like it.
At Circa Sports, a $1.1 million money line bet. They're plus 188.
Yeah, that's nice if you got it. Is that like
that's some nice change.
You know how they have Mattress whatever in Houston? Is that like
Mattress
Jordan's?
Mac?
Is that like maybe Jordan's or somebody?
Is it Portnoy?
It could be Portnoy, but wouldn't he do it on...
Barstool is partnered with DK.
Oh,
yeah,
that's
I was
going
to say. He would do it on a company he's actually partnered with. He would make money on both ends of the transaction. That's interesting, and we're going to get there.
That's a gauntlet, huh? Well, right. It's Monday. The game just wrapped up a few hours ago.
I do think that's also interesting, because we just pick on the radio. We don't actually put $1.1 million on it. But if you made me pick today, I don't know that it would be the same pick that I would make 2 weeks from now, after I microanalyze, overanalyze, go back and forth, hear people. Like, it, in one sense, I think it's probably comforting to just get it out of the way. Okay, I did it. I put it on my team. I feel good about them. I'm putting it on my team. Now I can just sit back and relax for 2 weeks. I don't have to hem and haw and go back and forth. But that's a pretty ballsy bet. I like it. 617-779-7937. Let's go to George in Madison, New Jersey. What's up, George?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Super.
Up, George?
One question, one point in the game. Question, I know Robert Splaine said after the game his ankle's feeling better, but Gronkowski said that in 2001. It was walking around like a one-legged pirate two weeks later. So to me, his health is key in terms of coverage, Walker out of the backfield. Watch a decent amount of Seattle's games this year. Football is such a game of matchup, guys. And you look at the matchups here in the secondary, where I wouldn't be surprised if they kind of did what they did with Revis and Browner years back, where they would put the number two corner, Marcus Jones, on Jaxon Smith, have a safety doubling him, and leave Gonzalez one-on-one on Cup. And you got to like Patriots beef up front, especially with Seahawks' second running back being out. So I just feel like, and that doesn't even include like where Carlton Davis fits into the equation, because the Patriots secondary has to have the best quality of depth of cornerbacks in the league. So I mean, I like the matchups for us in this game, and without digging into stats, players make plays in games like this, and it's just, don't complicate it.
Thanks for the call, George. Mm-hmm. That was something, again, get back to the 3 hours I spent moving all this white stuff that piled up in front of all our homes. I was immediately thinking of Jaxon Smith-Njigba, who had an elite season, is an MVP candidate as a wide receiver, and how you're going to deal with that matchup. And, you know, your first instinct is, well, we have a Pro Bowl corner. We'll just put him on him. But I actually don't think it's a great matchup for Gonzo. I think the quickness and the route running ability of Jaxon Smith-Njigba probably does marry up better with Marcus Jones. Now, I'd want to help him because I don't think he can just say, I'm going to run with the best receiver in football all afternoon. But I do think him, Marcus Jones, with some help might be the matchup you like, and then just say Gonzo will take away the rat. Like, I
put
think
Gonzo
that
on Cup.
Yes, an aged Cup is a much better matchup.
And then put Carlton Davis on the sideline.
Oh, what are we
doing? No, Carlton Davis would cover. No, Carlton Davis.
He had two picks 2 weeks ago. Well, yeah, I mean,
you would have caught one of those because freaking Stroud was so bad.
His pick to pass interference ratio, I think, was 1-1 in that game, right?
Wow, well done, you people.
The it's SID. Not wrong.
Well, he's not wrong. Not even early, just right.
Truth is never
The funny thing is, you know, and again, like nine more shows after today to analyze this, plus a million podcasts. Jaxon Smith-Njigba moves like water. Like, I don't know if I've seen a receiver who just changes direction and it doesn't look like he's doing anything.
Yeah, no, he's really good.
He is incredible.
He is really good. I mean, he's a guy that people said was going to be awesome back at Ohio State. They were like, yeah, this guy is legit as a route runner. And he's very much lived up to it. And he's clearly clicked with Sam Darnold. You kind of forget they're in their first year together, and it worked so well. Obviously, much more of that is the skill of Jaxon Smith-Njigba. But Darnold has to – we see some combos, right, that get put together at the wide receiver quarterback, and you're like, they're both – like, that receiver's good. How come it's not working? And then you find out they just don't really – mesh or meld together. That's going to be one of I had somebody text me immediately after the game, the matchup, and they were like, this matchup with Jaxon Smith-Njigba, this could be a problem. When was the last time we faced a receiver that good or a receiver that good with also a good running back? This defense is good. This defense for the Patriots is really good. And I know there's some advanced numbers out there that, you know, they were better than the Broncos defense over the second half of the season, and they're trending in the right direction. And obviously, that's all fine and dandy, but this Seahawks offense is really productive, really efficient. What they've been able to do over the last couple weeks of the postseason to put up, what have they put up, 70-whatever points in two playoff games. This is a challenge for the Patriots defense. They're playing really well, and I'm not saying they're not up to the challenge, Fitzy, but I think the challenge just grew a little bit.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Buying pants shouldn't take this much effort. Too many options, inconsistent sizing, and styles that don't work across your day. You want something comfortable, sharp, and reliable without guessing, returning, or buying five different pairs. That's why there's Jack Archer.
Ah, yes. JackArcher.com simplifies everything with the Jet Setter Tech Pant. One versatile pair designed to take you from work to weekend without missing a beat. Easy to wear, easy to style, and easy to shop for. The Jet Setter Tech Pant is wrinkle-free, stain-resistant, and built for all-day comfort. They stretch, breathe, and hold their shape, giving you a consistent fit and polished look every time. Backed by thousands of five-star reviews, they're the dependable pants you'll reach for daily.
Jack Archer, ready when you are. For a limited time, get 15% off your first order with code GETJACK at jackarcher.com. Again, that's promo code GETJACK at jackarcher.com for 15% off your first order.
Get sweet deals at True North convenience stores when you join True Rewards. Save a dollar when you buy any two King or standard size candy bars. Get more Kit Kat Crunch, Milky Way Caramel, and more peanut M&Ms. Choose any of your chocolate favorites when you grab two King or standard size candy bars and save $1. Become a True Rewards member today and save on so much more. Download from the Apple app or Google Play Store for more details. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
We're a few weeks into the new year, and I want to check in. How are those lifestyle resets going? Maybe you're tightening up your exercise routine, finally learning that new skill, or attempting to eat a bit healthier. We all know that starting the year strong is a lot easier and much more delicious when you have the right fuel. That's where Omaha Steaks come in. Stay satisfied, keep your energy up, and fuel your daily routine with premium portion proteins delivered right to your door. Omaha Steaks have been America's original butcher since 1917. We're talking about five generations of uncompromising quality, backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. Their variety is unmatched. From handcrafted USDA-certified tender steaks to gourmet burgers, seafood, and versatile chicken, every steak is perfectly aged to maximize tenderness and hand-cut by master butchers. Let Omaha Steaks deliver high-quality proteins right to your door. Visit omahasteaks.com and get an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's omahasteaks.com. Promo code T-Bone. Terms apply. See site for details.